Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. We really know what it means to miss New Orleans, particularly after a great ACS national meeting that attracted some of the best scientific minds in the world. Like most visitors, we left the Big Easy reluctantly, but we leave with great memories and optimism about the future of chemistry as we examine how seeing flavors influences our food choices, why you really can't eat just one potato chip, and finally, why a famed hangover cure might actually work. The eyes sometimes have it, beating out the tongue, nose, and brain in the emotional and biochemical balloting that determines the taste and allure of food. Speaking at the 245th National Meeting and Exposition at the American Chemical Society in New Orleans, Cornell University professor Terry Acree described how people sometimes see flavors in foods and beverages before actually tasting them. Acree noted that taste was once considered a table with two legs, taste and odor. But now, scientists are beginning to understand that flavor depends on parts of the brain that involve taste, odor, touch, and vision. The sum total of these signals, plus our emotions and past experiences, result in perception of flavors and determine whether we like or dislike specific foods. In fact, Acree said, the eyes have such a powerful role that they can trump the tongue and the nose. For instance, Sauvignon Blanc white wine gets its flavor from scores of natural chemicals. These include chemicals with the flavor of banana, passion fruit, bell pepper, and boxwood. Yet, when people are served a glass of Sauvignon Blanc tinted to the deep red of Merlot or Cabernet, they taste the natural chemicals that give rise to the flavor of those wines. Acree also pointed out that the sense of smell likewise can trump the taste buds in determining how things taste. In a test that people can do at home, psychologists have asked volunteers to smell caramel, strawberry, or other sweet foods and then take a sip of plain water. Surprisingly, the water will then taste sweet. But if you smell bread, meat, fish, or other non-sweet foods, the water will not taste sweet. While the appearance of foods probably is important, other factors can override it. For example, hashes, chilies, and stews often have an unpleasant look, yet people frequently savor these dishes. Acree said this reaction is likely based on the memory of eating and enjoying those foods in the past. He added that the human desire for novelty and new experiences is another factor in the human tendency to ignore what the eyes may be tasting and listening to the tongue and the nose. Acree said understanding the effect of interactions between smell, vision, and taste, as well as other odorants, will open the door to developing healthful foods that will appeal to finicky kids or adults. Scientists might be close to solving one of the great eternal mysteries of life. Why is one potato chip never enough? A research team from Germany probed this conundrum with an ingenious study in which scientists allowed one group of laboratory rats to feast on potato chips. Another group got bland old rat chow. Scientists then used magnetic resonance imaging devices to peer into the rats' brains, seeking differences in activity between the rats on chips and the rats on chow. Speaking at the New Orleans ACS National Meeting, lead researcher Tobias Hawk said the results shed light on causes of recreational overeating. This condition, in which individuals eat excessively for pleasure rather than hunger, plagues millions of people worldwide. Researchers have long suspected that one reason people are attracted to these foods is their high ratio of fats and carbohydrates. However, even though the rats in this study were fed the same mixture of fat and carbohydrates found in the chips, their brains reacted much more positively to the chips. Hawk said this suggests that something else in the chips makes them much more desirable. In the study, rats were offered one out of three test foods in addition to their standard chow pellets. Powdered standard animal chow, a mixture of fat and carbs, or potato chips. They ate similar amounts of the chow as well as the chips in the mixture, but the rats more actively pursued the potato chips. Hawk said this difference can be explained only partly by the high energy content of the snack. And in fact, the rats were most active in general after eating the snack food. Although carbohydrates and fats also were a source of high energy, the rats still pursued the chips most actively and the standard chow least actively. This was further evidence that some ingredient in the chips was sparking more interest in the rats than the carbs and fats mixture. Hawk explained that the team mapped the rats' brains using manganese-enhanced magnetic resonance imaging to monitor brain activity. They found that the reward and addiction centers in the brain recorded the most activity, but eating the potato chips also stimulated the food intake, sleep, activity, and motion areas. Hawk said if scientists can pinpoint the molecular triggers in snacks that stimulate the reward center in the brain, it may be possible to develop drugs or nutrients to add to foods that will help block this attraction to snacks and sweets. The next project for the team is to identify these triggers. Hawk noted that MRI studies with humans are on the research agenda for the group. In our final story this week, researchers uncovered the science behind a common hangover cure. One of the Crescent City's time-honored traditions, a steaming bowl of yucca mane soup, also known as Old Sober, after a night of partying in the French Quarter actually does have a basis in scientific fact. Food chemist Allison Mitchell said foods like yucca mane have salts, protein, and other ingredients that help people recover from the effects of excessive consumption of alcohol. Although recipes vary, yucca mane typically is made with a salty beef and soy sauce-based broth, a carbohydrate source like noodles, protein from beef, chicken, or shrimp, onions or chopped scallions, and a sliced hard-boiled egg. Vendors often sell the soup from sidewalk carts during New Orleans festivals. According to local folklore, American soldiers from New Orleans stationed in Korea in the 1950s learned to appreciate yucca mane on the morning after. They brought a taste for it back home. Mitchell, a professor at the University of California at Davis, notes that this might be a good example of intuitive science, an effective remedy and with a scientific basis revealed only years later. Mitchell spoke on the chemistry and physiology of the hangover at a symposium, Chemistry of the Bar, which connected with the ACS meeting's core theme, the chemistry of energy and food. Mitchell said hangovers, which have been called metabolic storms, arise from a number of reasons. These include high blood levels of ethanol accompanied by dehydration. Hangover symptoms intensify as the body breaks down alcohol into acetaldehyde. They can also be exacerbated by toxic effects of substances called congeners, found in darkly colored liquor like scotch and bourbon. Mitchell said eating eggs, drinking broth and sports drinks, or taking vitamin B1 might help alleviate hangover symptoms. However, she emphasized that the only sure way to prevent a hangover is to abstain from alcohol or drink responsibly, in moderation. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access our most recent Press Pack, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.